when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and compassed the camp of the saints about the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven, and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I'd like us to bow our heads in prayer. Lord, I want to thank you for your goodness, mercy, and love, and giving us this day that we can live and we can serve you. Thankful for the privilege of being here this morning, knowing your presence and power. As you bless the preaching of the word, and then you blessed in the hearts of your people. Now, Father, this is another service. We need you again tonight to bless us, because I recognize that without you we can do nothing. And so, Father, we need you in this service tonight. There are those of us, each one of us especially, Lord, that are saved, need to be blessed of you. We need to calm assurance and realization of your presence and power in our life. We need the comfort that only you can give and the Word of God has for us. So, Father, I pray and thank thee for these blessings. And for those that are not saved, they need you a Savior. And, Lord, you are the Savior, and there is none beside thee. And so we're thankful that you've given us this time to preach the gospel. You've given them this opportunity to hear the gospel one more time. And we pray that it may please you tonight even to save these that we've so earnestly prayed for down through the years. And Lord, that even this day we've prayed for. Now, Father, I pray that as we've come together, and that you'd bless us in a special way. You know what your people need, and you know how to bring it about in their lives. And we pray that we'd always anxiously await your will. And Lord, that we'd receive whatever you bring in our lives, that it would be for your honor and glory. Help us in these days of coldness. There's a lot of coldness among God's people. And you know exactly what to do with us and how to handle us and bring us about. And so, Father, I pray that you would work according to your will, your good pleasure, and help us, though, to glean and see your hand when you work, and to recognize your power, and to recognize what you're doing to us and for us and through us, for your honor and glory and your praise. In Jesus' name, I ask all these blessings. Amen. I want us to think tonight on the subject of degrees of punishment in hell. Degrees of punishment in hell. There's no end to what I've been preaching the last two Sundays in the Word of God. If you pursue the subject and go into detail, there's a lot of people that ignorantly and they do that purposefully, and they want to not believe there is a hell, and they don't want to believe that God would punish anybody. And the reality of it is, if they continue in their sin, the reality of it is one day they will suffer the consequence of the wrath of God. Now, what I'm thankful for is that for the ones of us that are saved, you know, we deserved to go to hell. We still do. We deserve to go to hell, and we still do. Our sins deserve to be punished, and they were. But what we got to remember is that Jesus not only died for our sins, but Jesus suffered our hell for us. There on the cross of Calvary, in essence, what we deserved, God did for us through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And He suffered our hell when He died there at Calvary. But there's the thought or the idea about the degrees of punishment. Now this leads us to this thought, and that is, and I want to at the offset say this, the smallest degree of punishment in hell will be terrible. It'll be a terrible, unbearable thing. Don't find any comfort in this message tonight when I talk about there's degrees of punishment in hell. That you think perhaps yours may be the smallest degree. But there should be no comfort in that whatsoever, because even going there and being in that place that I tried to describe this morning is an awful thing. It will be an awful punishment. But I believe that you'll find that the Word of God, especially the purpose of the great white throne judgment, is to determine the degrees of punishment that unsaved men and women and boys and girls are going to suffer in a devil's hell. That's the very purpose. No other purpose for the great white throne judgment. None whatsoever. Just like the judgment seat of Christ, the purpose of the judgment seat of Christ is to determine the rewards that the saints are going to receive when they meet the Lord Jesus Christ. The judgment seat of Christ don't have anything to do with people that are not saved. It has to do with only people that have been saved by the grace of God. So it is so concerning the great white throne judgment. The great white throne judgment don't have anything to do with people that are saved. But it has to do with people that are unsaved, that have never been saved by the grace of God, and that is going to spend an eternity in the devil's hell, and they're there for one purpose, and that is to determine the degree of punishment that they're going to have to suffer there in that awful place. That's what I read to you here in this. And everyone, if you'll notice what it says here, and they were judged, every man, according to their works. The latter part of verse 12, and he says, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And what we find here in the context of this scripture is only people that have rejected the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior and have never been brought to repentance and faith and received the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's the people that are here. And they're here for the purpose of the degrees of punishment that they're going to suffer in hell. Sometimes people say, well, that ain't right. It is right. It is right. And the reason for that there's going to be rewards, different degrees of rewards, is because God is a righteous God and God is a just God. And the reason there's going to be degrees of punishment in hell is because that God is a righteous God and God is a just God. Amen. He does it according to His justice. And we must recognize that great truth even here tonight. But the Bible has much to say about this. In many places in the Word of God, there will be different degrees of punishment for different individuals. The Bible does not teach that all will be punished alike, but every man will get his own punishment. What he really deserves, that's what he'll get. Exactly as to how that he has lived in this life is exactly the way that God is going to punish that unsaved sinner. Now that's a just God. You think about it. That is just God. Because we find that there is and will be, they will be judged according to their evil deeds. There are several scriptures that I want us to notice, especially there's one in Psalms and there's one in the book of Isaiah. If you'll go with me, first of all, in the book of Psalms, I want us to notice the 28th division of the book of Psalms, and notice with me there verse 3 and verse 4 of the 28th Psalm, and it says this. Now listen to what the psalmist said concerning the degrees of punishment in hell. 3 and 4. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Now look, give them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their endeavors, give them after the work of their hands, render to them their desert. And that's exactly what God is going to do. Everything that any person suffers in hell, they deserve it. It is according to their evil deeds and according to their wickedness. And there'll not be anybody suffering in hell for something they didn't do. God is a just God, and we must recognize and come to grips with this. Isaiah said in the 59th chapter of Isaiah, and there in verse 18 of that 59th chapter, look what the prophet Isaiah had to say. He said, according to their deeds, accordingly he will repay. Fury to his adversaries, recompense to his enemies, to the islands he will repay recompense. So it will be exactly according to a man's deeds. That is the way that he is going to be punished there in hell. One man won't be punished for what some other man has done. Just like, you can flip that right over, you're not, and there's going to be rewards, certain rewards. Some people will have rewards, and they'll be rewarded because of according to what they have done for the glory of God and the purpose. And so it is true, even with this punishment that is going to come upon them. Jeremiah, while you're there in Isaiah, look there in the book of Jeremiah also. The Old Testament has much to say about this. Jeremiah chapter 25 and in verse 14 of Jeremiah, the great old prophet, he penned these words. The Lord, of course, led him to do this in the 25th chapter and in verse 14. And he says this concerning, he said, for many nations and great kings shall serve themselves of them also. Now notice, and I will recompense them according to their deeds and according to the works of their own hands. You don't have to worry about Hitler. Hitler will get exactly what Hitler deserves. You don't have to worry about Mussolini. Mussolini will get exactly what Mussolini deserves. And they too will not receive the same punishment, but they'll receive the punishment according to their deeds and according to the works of their hands. I tell you, when I begin to think, and when you read Revelation 21:8 that I read this morning, I didn't get time to go into that because I wanted to go into that and bring out each one of them. And one of the kinds of people that's going to be there and going to be suffering is murderers. Murderers. And I tell you, I think of these men and how that they were murderers. You don't have to worry about Saddam Hussein. If God doesn't save him, and please to save him, he'll get what he deserves. We don't have to do nothing to him. God will give him exactly what he deserves there in hell, and he'll be punished throughout eternity. You know, it's a sad thing, isn't it, that we think that a person can just walk up to another person and just point blank kill him. You say how ruthless and how hard that is, but the world is filled with people like that today. And there's always been people like that. And you think sometimes, well, they didn't find them guilty, we didn't do nothing to him. But his punishment's coming. God's going to give him exactly what he deserves. He's going to get it at God's time. And it's going to be according to his deeds. And he'll be punished for things we never know that he did. The things that he's done. in secret and the things that he's done in dark places, because God would judge. And that's exactly what he said there in verse 13 of Revelation 20. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And notice, and death and hell delivered up the dead. When men die today unsaved, you know where they go? They go to hell. That's where they go. They go to hell. They're not out somewhere having a vacation. When people die today saved, they go to heaven. But when men die today, men, women, boys and girls die today unsaved, they go to hell. They go right there then to hell. The judgment of their sins is going to come at the red white throne judgment. Because you'll see here in verse 13, the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to his works. So we see that we know. And some of us say, well, surely, and we know certainly, because it's a just God, God would not judge a child or a young person that has not lived long and been able to commit the sins that side of whose sin is committed. There will be a tremendous difference between them two, even though they die and go to hell. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, they'll not be judged and not be punished in the same way as far as judgment is concerned. But they will be punished according to their deeds, according to what they have done. Now, some sins are greater than others in the eyes of God. You believe that? Turn to John chapter 19 and verse 11. John chapter 19 and verse 11. Now, I know that all unrighteousness is sin. And I realize and know that the thought of foolishness is sin. And I realize and know all that the Bible says about sin. But you look at John chapter 19 and verse 11. And here's what Jesus said him say. Jesus answered, thou couldest have no power at all against me except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. There are some sins that are greater than other sins. And one sin that was greater was to deliver the Son of God to be crucified, to go to the cross of Calvary there and to be crucified. Jesus said that he had the greater sin. Look back to Luke chapter 12 and notice with me in the 12th chapter of the book of Luke, and notice there in verse 47 and verse 48. Jesus was teaching this truth here, and he said, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him shall be much required, and to whom men have committed much of him they will ask the more. That's true of the saved, it's also true of the unsaved. And I believe that we know that there are several things that take into consideration as to how that God is going to punish men. They're in a devil's hell because some sins in the eyes of God are greater than other sin. I'll tell you, when you looked over at Sodom and Gomorrah, he said they were sinners exceedingly. There's one sin that's abomination that is a greater sin than other sins. It's the sins of homosexuality. God hates it. And I'll tell you, the homosexuals, if they're not saved by the grace of God, which they can be, if it pleases God, we got to keep in mind they can be saved. And we ought to pray that they would be saved. And when God saves them, he'll deliver them from that lifestyle. And they'll not live that lifestyle anymore, but they'll live their lives for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you, they are going to suffer of the greater punishment in hell because of the abominable sin that God speaks of in the Word of God. Now, look with me in Mark chapter 12. And notice this. These are things I believe that are brought out clearly in the Word of God concerning the degrees of punishment of those that die and go to a devil's hell. In the 12th chapter of the book of Mark, look with me in verse 25 through verse 32. And he says this. in this portion of Scripture. And here's what he is talking about here in Mark 12, 25 through 32. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. I said, now that don't mean we don't know each other. We do. But it just means that you'll never be, you won't be husband and wife any longer. That's what it means. As touching the dead, that they rise, have ye not read in the book of Moses how in the bush God spake unto him, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Ye therefore do greatly err. And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which of the first commandment of all? And Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one God, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. And the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. And the scribe said unto him, Well, Master, thou hast said the truth, for there is one God, and there is none other but he. Now remember this, and I believe that we're going to see in this passage of Scripture here, if you'll go on with me, and really, I've got the wrong Scripture. I really meant Matthew 12. Let's go back there. I really meant that, and I said Mark 12, but I meant Matthew 12. Second mistake I've made today. But let's go back to Matthew 12 and look with me in the same verses, 25 down through 32. Matthew 12 and in verse 25, and look what it says in this passage of Scripture. It is enough for his disciples. Let me get in it. I tell you, I'm having a time for some reason here. Get behind me, Satan. Something's wrong. Okay. And Jesus knew their thoughts. Matthew 12, 25. Let me get it right this time. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else how can one enter into the strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me. And he that gathereth not with me scattereth abroad. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto men. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him. Notice, neither in this world, neither in the world to come. Meaning that there is going to be a punishment in the future, in the world to come, even for just speaking against the Holy Spirit, the work of God. How so many times today that this takes place, and so there is a greater damnation. There are even those that are hearing the preaching of the gospel week after week, and having despised it, and this will add to their punishment in hell. That is, having heard the gospel week in, week out, and rejecting the gospel as it's preached, it will add to their punishment. Because if you'll notice what we did read in Luke 12, 48, and that's where it is, Luke 12, 48. And what is mentioned here in this, what you've got to understand is, and I read this a while ago, he said, But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whosoever much is given, of him shall much be required, and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. And so that person that continually sits under the preaching of the gospel and rejects the Lord Jesus Christ, how that he will be punished even within a greater degree in hell than the man that never hears the gospel, or that no one ever goes to him and witnesses to him about the Lord Jesus Christ. They'll still be punished. They'll be punished, but not to the degree of those that have been under the preaching of the gospel. The gospel has been brought to them and heard, and they have trampled the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ under their feet day in and day out. And so we see then, I believe, that also in the book of Matthew chapter 11, we see another truth that is taught in the 11th chapter in verse 20 down through verse 24, talking about the degrees of punishment that's going to be in hell. And you look with me, first of all, in verse 20, Matthew 11, 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because, notice, they repented not. Now look what he says. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee, Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, notice, it shall be more tolerable. What's that mean? It means less degree of punishment. They will receive punishment, but less degree. It shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted unto heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which were done in thee would have been done in Sodom, it would have remained on this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. And so what we see, the reason that there are degrees of punishment in hell is because that we have a just God. A God that is just and does things according to his divine justice. And he always does that which is right, even in the punishment of the wicked. And even as we do know that he will do in the rewarding of the righteous. People, I believe, have a misconception about, this is another misconception they have of hell. They believe everybody's going to go there and suffer alike. Don't matter. Said, live any way you want to. That's the crowd today. Commit all the sin you want to. Do everything evil you want to, because you're just going to go to hell. That's the cry, and that's the thought today. That is the thought. That do any kind of wickedness there is, because you're just going to die and go to hell. But little, and they don't, and of course they can't understand this in the condition they're in, because they're spiritually dead. They cannot understand spiritual things. But as I said this morning, we ought to, as the children of God, come to the view of hell as it really is. And it should burn within us the zeal that we would be endeavoring to carry out the will of God according to the word of God, and to be able to reach people with the gospel, and even to warn them to flee from the wrath of his coming, and to tell them there is a hell, and to tell them that there is degrees of punishment as to how that they live. Now, being a good moral person won't save you. It won't save you. And I talk to people all the time when you witness them and say, well, I don't do some things that I know some people in your church do, you know, and they may not. But I tell you what, they're still going to die in their sins if they're not saved and go to the devil's hell. But there is one thing about it, their degree of punishment will be different. You know that? That is an advantage of being a good moral person. If there's no advantage of dying and going to hell, there is an advantage to the degree of punishment as to how you've lived as an unsaved person here in this life. Now, I've come in contact with a lot of people that were unsaved, died unsaved, and were what we would classify or call good moral people. They wouldn't rob, they wouldn't steal, they wouldn't commit adultery, they wouldn't drink. They wouldn't do some of the things and the very sins that we think about, we categorize and classify. But yet, the terrible thing is, they died in their sins. And when they died, they lift up their eyes in hell, being in torment. And even the smallest degree of punishment is going to be torment therein, a devil's hell. So we find that, why is this? Because sin is to be punished. All sin is to be punished. The coarser, the grosser, the more offensive, even what we would refer to as the lesser sin, a lesser degree of sinning, must be punished. I tell you what, it'll either be in and through the Lord Jesus Christ, or it'll be in a devil's hell throughout eternity. And what Jesus really did for us, he died for our sins, and he suffered our hell for us when he died there at Calvary. And very few people even recognize or come to grips with that Jesus suffered our hail. He was victorious, wasn't he? He was victorious over hell and the grave. He died there at Calvary for us. And so sin is to be punished. Now, punishment of sin, we said, will be graded according to the light of opportunity. That's the one. Secondly, it'll be graded by the number of sins. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 2 in the book of Hebrews. The opportunity that men have had in the light of sin will be the number one, but then the number of sins committed. Hebrews chapter 2, and there in verse 2, the Apostle Paul, when he's writing, and here's what he says. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, notice, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Every one of them, according to the number. The more one sins and goes to hell, the more punishment. The problem, as I said a while ago, the corrupt nature says, sin and enjoy it. That's what the corrupt nature says. Live it up! There's a lot of people, you know, their nature is leading them this way. They don't care. They don't respect you. They don't respect God. They curse God. They not only do it with their lips, but they do it with their lives. And they want you to know that they're a notorious sinner. And they want you to know how wicked they are, and they don't have no respect for you whatsoever. But what you must remember, and I must remember, is that they are going to receive degrees of punishment according to their lives, their number of sins, and their wickedness. Isn't it sad? Isn't it sad that they don't know? But then, thirdly, are going to be graded by the character of sin. Not only by the light of opportunity, and not only by the number of sin, but by the character of sin. And as I read there in John 19:11, God recognizes degrees in sin. Therefore, there's degrees of punishment. A small sin is surely just as much a sin as a great sin with God. But the difference is, God judges according to those sins. God is able to mete out the punishment. We try to sometimes, you know, categorize and classify, but God does that. I doubt seriously if we can to a certain degree. We think we can to a certain degree because of what the Bible says. So I believe in this, and because, and sometimes people might say, well, maybe I know how I've lived, and maybe hell won't be so bad for me. Don't get the idea that hell will not be so bad. I tell you, I'm thankful I'm not going to go there and suffer the smallest degree of punishment. There is no wrath that is going to come upon me because all of the wrath of God was placed upon the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary. That's why he said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? What it was, he became sin. Amen. There it is. He suffered our sin. He suffered our hell there at Calvary. Now the judge of this is, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous one. That is just, and each man will get exactly what he deserves. And I believe that we need to fully understand what John said, or Jesus said this himself there in John 5 and verse 22. And here's whose hands that it is in the 5th chapter of John in verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. And so we see that he is the one that's going to mete out the judgment. And everybody is going to get exactly what they deserve. Now, some people try to tell you that the only hell there is here on earth. They're called false Jehovah Witnesses. And brother, don't you ever kid yourself, they ain't growing in leaps and bounds. They really are. And they'll try to tell you the only hell there is here on earth. There is no such thing. It's hell. They changed all their tactics. They don't use the old style anymore. They've changed all their tactics in the last days to be even greater deceivers. But haven't the Word of God got news for them? And aren't they going to get a surprise? They're really going to get a surprise because there is a place. And some people say, well, the only hell that you'd ever suffer is here on earth. Well, what we suffer here on earth is nothing.
And I'm thankful that it's given to us not only to believe, but to suffer on his behalf. See, sometimes we think suffering's hell. Suffering ain't hell. Suffering's the blessings of the Lord that God gives us to us to equip us and to get us ready to enjoy heaven. But suffering is going to come not upon us. There's no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. None whatsoever. No wonder Jesus said, "Verily I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." But he's also said, "He that believeth not is condemned already." There's condemnation upon the unbeliever, upon the person that has not received the Lord Jesus Christ. Many times, and people say, "Well," and this is true of all men, whether they've heard the gospel or not. People want to suffer in hell that's never heard the gospel. You say, "Well, that ain't..." Well, I wouldn't say it, but some people might say, and I'm sure y'all wouldn't say it, that's not right. Well, Romans says it is. Romans chapter 2, verse 12, verse 14, and verse 15 says, "And they have the invisible things of God, which are clearly seen. Declare that there is a God, that there's a Creator, that there's a Savior." Amen. And he says, "They are without excuse." So we see the Word of God openly declares this. So hell will be exactly the result of the life here on earth. That is, as punishment. As the degrees of punishment. And so we see. And I thought about this one thing. Isn't it sad that the devil has blinded a lot of people? The devil's the greatest deceiver there ever was. He's blinded a lot of people. And there's a lot of people tonight in religion that think they're going to heaven. I mean, they think in themselves that they're on the way to heaven and they're going to wind up in hell. Because they're trying to go the wrong way. They're trying to go by their church membership, or they're trying to go because somebody ducked them underwater, or they're trying to go because of what they do for their neighbors, or what they do for their friends, or what they do for people when they're sick. That's the way they're trying to go. And they've never come to realize that it's through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ without shedding blood, there's no remission of sin. They've never come to realize that Jesus Christ is the Savior. They never come to realize that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. And here's exactly what's going to be said to him, Matthew chapter 7. Here it is. A lot of religious folks today. Everybody's got religion of some kind. They may even have Satan's religion. They worship the devil. Here's what's going to happen. Matthew 7:21. "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name?" And they're religious. They're very religious people. "In thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works." They've done a lot of things. I mean, they've actually done it. "Then will I," this is Jesus himself, he said, "and then will I," that's Jesus Christ, right here, "then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." Isn't it sad? The devil has a lot of people deceived. You say, "Well, they're really religious." But look at the verse before them too. Look at the verse before the two I read. You know what it says? "By the fruit you shall know." See? Who's that mean can know them? By their fruits we can know them. If it's not in according to the Word of God, I tell you, when somebody comes to me preaching a gospel that's another gospel, when somebody comes to me telling about salvation that there's nothing in the Bible says that there is salvation in, It don't take me long to figure out they don't have the truth. And it don't take me long to figure out if they continue in that and God doesn't turn them around, if he doesn't use us to bring them to the truth, or somebody that knows the truth to bring them to the truth, that they're going to be just like these people here in Matthew chapter 7. And there, can you imagine the degree of punishment there's going to be for people in hell that stands up and preaches the word of God, holds it in their hand? And really, they're blaspheming. They're blaspheming the word of God, and they're blaspheming God, and they're blaspheming the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever thought about the degree of punishment that God's going to mete out upon those people? I don't rejoice in that. May the Lord help us. There's several more things that the Lord leads sometime that I'm going to bring out about this. And the duration, the inhabitants, many other things about it. But let us clearly leave here tonight, fixing our hearts and minds that there's degrees of punishment because we serve and have a just God. God is just. There's degrees of punishment in hate for those that die in their sins without the Lord Jesus Christ. I would it would be by the grace of God that you would not leave here tonight and say that you would leave here safe, knowing Jesus Christ, that you're Savior, that you're Redeemer, that you're Savior.